Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday's broadcast, 2021, August 19th. Thank you for joining us. My, oh my, do we have a lot to talk about. Oh my goodness. Shannon, do we not have a lot to talk about or what? Or is it just me?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm getting sick of talking about all this crap going on in the world. But it is what it is. So
it is what it is.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Seriously. It's just amazing that we're still seeing the insanity going on, and we no longer have leadership that is caring for the American people. We don't have leadership that is fighting for the American people. We have leadership that is destroying not only America, but destroying other countries along with the world.
Yeah, and you know, Will, last week we ended our show, and we said, you know, every week we say, can it get any worse? And the next week it just gets worse. And guess what?
It's
the Biden
worse.
Administration lived up to their reputation.
And it is worse. And it's bad. So, look, do me a favor. I'll have to remind people so that way you can get notifications in the future. Please, here's the best way you can get notifications. Send me a text, okay? Get out your mobile device. If you're listening to this broadcast right now on your mobile device, write it down on a piece of paper because Shannon has another number that she's going to give you after this. But what you want to do, you want to send a text. You put in for the number for the text. You type in 88202. That's the number that you type in for the text. Now, the body of the text, you want to type in UAF. Once you do that, you'll get free information. All of this is free to you. You get free information from American Truth Project, information that you need to know. They have information about what's going on in the Middle East, information about world events. You need to know. You need to tune in and check it out. American Truth Project, which is actually the sponsor of this broadcast. And thank you so much. So, Shannon, if someone wants to call in and give us a chat and talk about Afghanistan, and we're going to touch a little bit about the border because I want to make the connection about our southern border here in the United States of America. So if someone wants to give us a call, Shannon, what number would that be? And, of course, you have to push 1 after you dial the number. But what's the number?
Yes. The number is 516-595-8069. And, yes, you need to press 1 to come on the line and talk to Will. And I know you guys like calling Will and talking to Will. So get those phones ready. We'll give you the number one more time. Are you ready? 516-595-8069. And remember to push 1.
Actually, last week we had some awesome callers to call in.
The past couple of weeks,
yeah. Actually, all the time. So when we get the callers to call in, they're pretty awesome and they have some really good valid points. And I like to hear from you during our radio broadcast here. So let's get on with it. The Taliban, you know, the Biden administration said that they are working with the Taliban to make safe passes for Americans to the airport. How many of y'all believe that? I mean, seriously, do you believe that, Shannon? I mean, I'm looking at the video footage and I'm seeing the reports that's coming out about it, and that's not actually taking place.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, yeah, we'll make them safe passes to the grave. This is what's happening. They're killing people.
And what a weak president. I hope you're making safe passage.
Yeah,
what is that?
Yeah, you're talking about Vice President Biden. What
right.
a weak.
He should be stern. He should be saying, listen, I want those Americans on those airplanes. Get out of the way or we'll make you get out of the way.
That's actually
what he should be saying.
And you know what? To add to that and say, and if any American is killed in the process from starting right now, you will regret it. You will mark the day that you ever did it. But see, he's not doing that. Why? Because I've said this multiple times. The Biden administration, the Democrats, they hated President Trump because President Trump said America first. So with him, with President Trump saying that, all of the left, they're saying America last. If you're American and you are in Afghanistan right now, you're SOL.
Right.
Seriously, you're SOL. You have to fend for yourself. You know what? It makes me think about, I can't recall the name of this movie that I watched where just total chaos took place, and there were some Americans that were behind these enemy lines, and this chaos and fighting and people shooting. just going crazy. And there was a family, American family, just flew there. And days later, all this chaos took off. And they're trying to get out of the country alive. Women are being raped. Kids are being killed. Mm. And that's exactly the same thing happening here. So if there happened to be a family there, that's not a movie. They're living it right now. And the Biden administration is not doing anything to get them out. I'm so sick and tired of it. I heard these weak-kneed, woke generals straight up say to the press, because the press asked the question, mm-hmm. are you able to get them out of the country if you need to?
Right.
And what did they say? They said, we don't have the means to get them out, you know, to go out and get them and bring them back. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Send an actual general that's going to do the job and go get the people and say, if you do anything, we're taking you out. Snap, snap.
Right.
I hate to say this, but, you know, if you have to turn, you know, where the Taliban is, you know, if you have to, you know, when you heat up when you heat up sand to a certain degree, it turns into glass. And I'm saying if you have to heat the sand up in the area, the location where the Taliban is, and turn it into a sheet of glass, then do it, because these are monsters on the planet. Get them off the planet.
Right.
Let God deal with them at that point.
Yeah. You know what's frustrating to me is how we got here, right? So let's start from the beginning. Biden said he was going to pull out of Afghanistan, which is what Trump said he was going to do too. But there's a huge difference between how Trump was planning on doing it and how Biden did it,
mm-hmm.
right? Trump had a plan in place. He was going to try to get Americans out there. First, they were going to shut down all the military bases, which Biden has done none of those things, right? He literally just yanked the people out of, or our military out of Afghanistan without making sure that it was stable at all. Just today, the former director of the National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, was on Fox News. And he said, listen, he said, we had intelligence when I was at the DNI that this what is happening right now was a possibility if we just pulled out of Afghanistan. And they all asked, they said, listen, how long do you think that the Afghan forces, if left on their own, how long will they last? And he said, even Trump laughed and said, they're probably not even going to last a few days, right? A
couple of days, yeah.
Right. So they knew that they had to secure Afghanistan before they just pulled out. I mean,
right.
Even Trump knew that,
right?
Right. And this guy, the former director, he's saying that, listen, you don't have to be an intelligence expert, right? So at the minimum,
because we know there's no intelligence going on right now.
At the very minimum, he now is saying that Biden doesn't even have any intelligence to make up a good or to make up a plan on how to get there. And listen, we're now hearing. Everybody from both sides of the aisle are coming out saying, we told Biden, we told Biden, we told Biden. He was forewarned this was going to happen. And now he's saying, oh, I stand by my decision. One, how ridiculous is that? He should be apologizing to the American people for the poor decision that he made.
Oh, well,
right?
We know he's not going to do that. We know he's not going to do that. He's right. Already come out and said that. His whole ordeal about what he did here was the right decision.
Right, and if you knew this was going to happen, if all these people came out and told you this was going to happen, would you not have made a plan to get the Americans out first? You don't just go on television and say, hey, listen, we plan, you guys should get out of there. Hello, get out.
But we're still talking about a Vice President Biden acting like, or just the Democrats acting like America should come first. No. You know, they're even talking about getting the translators out first and the people that said that were supporting Americans for 20 years, they're talking about getting them out first before American citizens. This is such a disgrace.
That's
100%.
True. Yeah. I read an article not too long ago that they basically said, okay, in the past, I don't know what it was. 2 days now, they've gotten out, 2,000 or 3,000 people, I think it was.
I know one report they were saying they were getting about 100 and 130 people an hour coming in, something like that.
Here it is. It says 2,000 evacuated from Afghanistan over the past 24 hours, including 300 Americans. So people being loaded up onto these military planes, most of them are not Americans, They are flying them to military bases here in the United States. They basically said in this interview that they don't have time to just wait for the Americans to get to the base. They got to keep moving. So if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
Exactly.
I'm so frustrated.
So I want to play a sound bite here. This is Vice President Biden when he was being asked about the Taliban, will the Taliban take over? Okay? This is what he was being asked. Listen to this.
Right. I can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
So this was after the fact, right?
No, this was before.
Okay, this was before this all took place. Okay, so this is his kind of prediction of what could or couldn't happen kind of thing.
Right. This was before the fact, and this is him giving his opinion about the whole, you know, Afghanistan, the Taliban taking over, just one thing after another, and people, you know, are like, they were questioning him, and he was saying that the Taliban, there's no way that the Taliban is going to take over. That was coming out of the Biden administration, that the Taliban, there's no way that the Taliban was going to take over. And if I can get the audio clip to play here, I can share that with everybody else. But, okay, I think I might have it here. I'm not sure why it's not coming through, but it should be coming through loud and clear for us. If it's not one thing, it's always another.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. So, you know, right now, even on Fox News, there's an article, why you're trying to get that ready, Will, where the Pentagon is pressed on why the British paratroopers are leaving Kabul airport to rescue citizens, but Americans aren't. So I'm not understanding. I mean, if you look at some of these pictures that are coming out of Kabul right now, you know, CNN reported that one lady reporter we've seen walking around with the burqa.
Actually, she's been riding around with the Taliban.
Yeah, she's kind of giving like a peaceful view of what is happening.
Oh yeah,
right?
They're calling it death to America, but they're
pretty
peaceful
nice
at the same
me.
Time.
Yeah,
it's kind of eerie.
Right, and then you have these other pictures of people in Kabul, pictures of the Taliban shooting at people trying to get to the airport.
But there's people, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when Antifa and BLM was burning down the cities here and the media was standing in front of everything on fire. Yeah, but everything is for most part just peaceful while everything is on fire and flames behind them. So I think I have the audio fix here. Someone has a cat that likes to push buttons. And I think they end up pushing a button on the keyboard in front of you over there. So let's see if this works.
Secretary Blinken, as you know, the Taliban has closed in on Kabul. We're evacuating the embassy, burning documents. Biden increased troops deploying to the country twice in 3 days just to rescue those there. This is not just about the overall idea of leaving Afghanistan. This is about leaving hastily and ineptly. Secretary Blinken, how did President Biden get this so wrong?
Mr. Sullivan, friends and foes alike are calling this withdrawal a fiasco, a debacle, and it is one that apparently the administration did not fully appreciate or see coming. Let me play you some of what the president himself has said in the last 6 weeks or so.
Likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan.
And yet that is precisely what we have seen over these last few days. How do you explain getting this so wrong?
Where is the president? You know, why isn't he communicating fulsomely to the American people?
The president has been deeply engaged in all of the policy conversations and in this situation as it evolves in real time. We have met with the president and his entire national security team daily, often multiple times a day. That's going to continue again today. The president has spoken to this issue a number of times in recent weeks.
He has not, look, John, totally different story. than a few weeks ago, right? I mean, why isn't he out there now? Kabul fell yesterday. Where is the president?
But this is Joe Biden's. He made this decision. And I just worry a little bit about the, you know, whataboutism or putting it back on Trump. You can do it. He owns a lot of it. But Joe Biden made this decision.
Coming from the liberal media.
Right.
Every last one of those CNN, MSDNC, CBS, USA Today, all of them on there, the Today Show, all of them coming out saying Biden, the old Biden administration, screwed up.
Yep, 100%. They're coming out in unison saying, listen, Biden botched this, right? And listen, you know, we just saw a clip of Biden sitting there going 100% or zero. There's zero chance that something like what is now happening was going to happen. Maybe all the hundreds of people that surrounded him were telling him this was happening. Maybe he forgot. Maybe this is part of his dementia. maybe we need the doctors to assess how much he remembers of the intelligent community telling him that this could happen. I'm serious. I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm really not laughing.
It's
right?
Terrible, yeah.
Because he made the final decision of what to do. And if all this information was handed to him and he still did what he did, is he capable of protecting the United States? Is he capable of making sure that he's working on the best interests of America? I don't think so.
No, you know what? You're 100% correct in what you just said, because they're not looking out for American interests. Seriously, one of the things that, and what really, I already knew it, but what kind of confirmed it for me was listening to Press Secretary Psaki. You know, a lot of people say that's Chucky's wife. But anyways, she went on there and was asked the question, are we going to help the American people there? What will the Obama administration or the Biden administration do to help the people in Afghanistan later on? So for like, let's say to the end of this month, what happens if there's still Americans there at the end of this month? What would you say? Let me ask you, Shannon, if you're the press secretary and you have the press asking you, there's Americans that's possibly still going to be there at the end of this month, what will you do? What will the American military do to make sure, to ensure that we get those Americans out? What would you say if that's the question posed to you?
Well, I mean, as a press secretary, there's not much I could say. I would have to get my answers from the president.
Well, you
kind of
speak for the president. You're speaking for the president.
Well, she can only speak to what he's told her he's going to do, and I would hope that he would have a strong message.
Let's say you already had the conversation with the president.
I have no
work
idea
with
what
me. Okay, I'm going to act like I'm the press secretary here. And what I would say is that, look, if you're asking me, are we going to help Americans get out of the country at the end of the month, the question is absolutely yes. We're not going to hesitate about getting Americans out. We're going to do whatever it takes to get Americans out and get them in a safe way, because they're American citizens. No, that's what I'm saying. No, as press secretary, that's what you should be saying. But we know this administration doesn't care about Americans.
Yeah,
but as what if it was under President Trump, Kelly McAleenan, she would have been saying, we're going to get them out. What more do you want to hear? Do you want to go over there and help out?
Well, that's another question.
But see, it doesn't say. But listen to what she says here.
Okay.
Listen to what she says here.
Okay.
And let me know if this is a good answer for you.
Okay.
But can you offer any guarantee to the Americans and Afghan allies that if they remain there past the end of the month, U.S. troops will help them evacuate? Well, past the end of the month.
Alicia, our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes. And we're going to do that in expeditious fashion. That is the focus of the president, of our Secretary of Defense, of our Secretary of State, and everybody on our national security team. So that is where we will keep our effort.
So let me ask you, when was that?
This was right like last, what's today, Thursday. I think this was Friday of last week or Monday. Right when it first started kicking off, is when that took place.
Because this week, she's pretty quiet. I mean, she hasn't even held.
Well, she's on vacation.
Yeah, she hasn't even held.
She's on vacation.
A press conference. It's quite. It's
hey,
quite disturbing.
Their vacation comes first before the Americans.
You know, if this was happening,
being threatened and killed in Afghanistan.
Right. You know,
they need their downtime because it's stressful work. It's hard work lying to the American people and trying to keep that up.
Right. I think it's important. You know, when Trump was in office, we constantly heard the left comparing Trump to Obama, right? Or what a real president should be doing. Biden as a real president and Psaki as a real press secretary, a administration that has sworn to us that they are going to be transparent, they should be doing press conferences every single day, updating the American people on how they're going to fix the mess that we're in. You know what? You could sit there and say that we're going to save all these other people, but quite frankly, when you have people that have a deep love for the American people. We love the American people. Our first choice would be to make sure that the American people are out first, right? America first. Of course, we want everybody to get out safe. We don't want anybody hurt. That goes without saying. But as American military, our first objective should be to get Americans out. We should do whatever we can in order to do that. I'm very upset that Biden is not following the tradition of America.
Well, I mean, we should expect that, but
we
you
should
know,
expect it. It just goes to show how much they are changing America.
But let me pick up where you were talking about the U.S. military should be getting American citizens out of there, right?
Right, but they're just whoever can get to the military base. That's who they're taking.
That's who they're taking.
Whoever they can
let
process.
Let me ask you this question. If you're, let's just say you're a general in this U.S. military, and the press asks you, "Are you what are you going to do to try to go out and collect all of the Americans that are still out there on the other line of the Taliban?" What would you say? What would be your response?
Well, I don't think a general should say what they're going to do on TV, number one, but I would most certainly say that the Taliban needs to know that we're going to do whatever we need to do to get to the Americans out there. That just puts out a blanket threat that we're not cowards and we're not going to cower down to you. We are a military force. And if you mess with us, you're going to meet right in order to protect Americans. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't know.
That should be the reply. I mean, I'm not saying as a general, you laying out the plans on how you're going to do it, but exactly. Look, we're going to get the Americans out, and the Taliban, if they get in the way, they're going to regret it.
Plain and simple, Taliban should be threatened by us.
Exactly, but listen,
right?
listen to these woke generals.
Okay.
As a woke general, actually, and I can't recall
the
other
guy that testified that said he wanted to know how people were.
Yeah. This the woke general. He's the one that's saying that they want to introduce basically CRT and racial division. But it's not. He's not the one getting ready to speak.
Oh.
But the one's getting ready to speak is this other black male that works in the Biden administration, and he's also pushing the whole racist issue about white supremacy, et cetera. But listen how they talk about Americans that have not made it to the airport.
Okay.
Distinction, Barb, between extracting someone in an in extremis condition or circumstance versus going out and collecting up large numbers of American citizens.
You have the capability to go out and collect Americans.
We don't have the capability to go out and collect up large numbers of people, Barb.
You don't have the capability? You're talking about the U.S. military.
Well, we don't have enough people there.
That they do not have the capability of going out and gathering U.S. citizens. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. I don't care if it's going to take a week for them to get the military personnel to get there. His answer should have been saying, yes, we do have the capability, and we're looking to how to implement it. We're going to get Americans out. because Americans need us right now. They're depending on us right now, and we're going to do that to get them out. Why? Because they're American citizens. But they're not doing that because American citizens come last. No matter where you are on the planet, you come last. If you're in trouble, you come last. Now, if you get to the airport, you got to get to the airport, but we're not going to help you. Even though the Taliban is in between them and the airport, and they're killing people.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. If I was an American sitting in Afghanistan, I don't think I would be able to wrap my mind around the fact that America is telling me they don't have the means to come save me. What?
And you know what Dallas is going to do? It's going to make you feel like your country has abandoned you.
And also, what is that saying to the Taliban?
Haha, we got you.
I mean, seriously, it's like saying, well,
you know,
I'm sorry, we
can
don't, we
see
can't
them
fight
creating
you.
More Taliban Johnny. You remember Taliban Johnny? You don't remember Taliban
I
Johnny?
Don't, actually.
So Taliban Johnny was an American citizen, and to my understanding, he defected or something like that, and he became a Taliban. And, you know, he probably felt like his country abandoned him. I'm not sure. You know, I don't remember the whole story behind it, but I remember Taliban Johnny. And now if you get American citizens over there saying, you left me, you abandoned me. I mean, so is there a time limit for them to get out of there? Because at the end of the month, like Saki says, say, hey, right now we're just looking at this, what we currently created, the chaos that we currently created. We're just looking at that right now and trying to figure out how we can fix this. But it's too late. It's too late. The president of Afghanistan has fled the country with the suitcases and a carload of money.
Cars.
The Taliban.
Multiple cars filled with money. In fact, he has so much money, he was trying to load it into multiple cars. They ended up just leaving some money on the tarmac. Like, they just ended up leaving it because it wouldn't fit in the cars.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, talking about money, how much do you think this is costing us now? Biden's mistake, how much do you think it is costing us? I think he set aside $55 million just for the refugees that are now currently flying over here.
Mm.
That's not including the airplanes going back and forth. That's not including rearming an army to go back over there and get these people out.
Yeah, and now we're sending, 6,000 more troops back?
I don't even know. I think I heard 5,000. I haven't heard him saying they were going to send any more.
They were talking about sending 6,000 troops back to Afghanistan because what really got me, it was on the liberal media outlet that was saying it.
President Biden keeps trying to change the subject from this inept withdrawal, which, just let's be frank here. If you withdraw 2,500 troops and then you have to send 6,000 back, that's not planned.
Right.
That's on its face an example of a failure.
And that's coming from the Communist News Network, better known as CNN.
Right.
I mean, seriously, right. Everyone is like, everyone is getting it. And the Biden administration, they're sticking to the gun. And you were telling me earlier, before we go into this next subject here, if someone wants to give us a call about this subject, what's the number?
Yes. Give us a call at 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line with us. One more time, 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line with us. And, you know, we really are interested. I know that people are overloaded with this Afghan stuff, but we need to talk about it. This is huge. Well, you know, we have a video where one representative is talking about how harmful this situation is to America, right, where we're giving China an opportunity to come in. And you have that video?
I have the audio bite, yes. And you know what? This is exactly what it is. It is giving – it's handing China exactly what they want. It's like giving the keys to China. And China, you know, they're not for human rights at all, and they've made it clear that they're not for human rights. So I'm going to play the clip for you here, the audio clip.
Absolutely should have seen this coming. It was completely predictable. Many of us warned the administration that this was likely to happen. unfortunately, despite that, they showed really callous disregard for the safety of Americans, for the safety of those Afghans who worked with us over the years, and for the safety of 20 million women and girls who are essentially going to head back into a 12th century version of slavery. This could have all been avoided. It didn't have to happen. But this administration just recklessly ignored all the warnings. The question is, will our allies still trust us, and will our enemies still fear us? I think that's an open question now. Clearly, China is our principal strategic adversary over the coming century, and perhaps even longer than that. And what we've done, in essence, is to make China stronger in that region and in other regions across the globe. They don't care about human rights. They'll buddy up with the Taliban immediately. They're already doing it. Neither the Taliban nor the Chinese Communist Party cares about the human rights of an individual or a group of people. We've seen that with the Uyghurs and with the Falun Gong and with people of Hong Kong and Tibet and you name it. So China will take advantage of this. They already are, and that's a tragedy that we're going to pay for years, decades to come.
Exactly. We're paying for it. You know what? And before, and this is part of the plan of the whole Build Back Better. I've been drilling that left and right. The whole Build Back Better. The whole Build Back Better is a global agenda by this world economic system that they want to put in place. But he's absolutely right. Remember the Biden administration before the election, people were talking about the ties and the connection Hunter Biden and Biden had with China. And they spent time over there, and now all of a sudden it's like they're kind of cozying up to China, and Biden tried to come across like he's being tough on China just for the whole facade, right? That, you know, trying to make it look like he's strong when he's a total weak person, a weak man. He's making America weak. He's making our military weak. He's making everything that's coming out of the country weak. They have no more respect for us. We have these wars. We have these rumors of wars. People are just doing whatever they want because they know that Biden is not going to do anything. I'm willing to bet they have to remind him that the issue is going on in Afghanistan because he's probably just, you know, oh, what's going on today? Oh, yeah, that's still going on. When is that going to go away so we can move on to something else?
Right. It's really frustrating. You know what? He said it. He said that Biden blatantly disregarded any warnings of what was going to happen in Afghanistan. He also has blatantly ignored what is happening at our border, him and Kamala Harris.
Yep, exactly.
They are creating these huge these are national security problems for America. Listen, if we don't address these issues now, just like this representative said, these are long-time problems that we are now going to have to deal with in the future. China is embracing the Taliban. The Taliban is, you know, wants to put in stern rules.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have total control of the people there. They want to dictate what is going to happen. Who does that sound like? It's very similar to China. They're going to become allies with them, and they're going to bully the rest of the world. And listen, we're getting bullied by the Taliban now.
Yep.
China's probably sitting there laughing.
Yep.
Right?
And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they worked deals with the Biden administration about this, and this is the reason why the Biden administration is not stepping up strong to go ahead and end this. And this is probably what they wanted.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is not what they wanted.
Right. It's interesting, too, to bring up that where's Kamala Harris
been? Oh, my goodness.
You know, since this has become just a total disaster, she's kind of stepped away from the picture. You know, in every single press conference we have seen with Biden up to this point, you see her little face in the background, right?
Yeah, you see
sitting
her
there going,
face.
Go, Biden. Yes, we're so wonderful. And then when something tragic happens, she kind of slips away out of the background. Rumor is that her and Biden are just at each other, that they're fighting like children every single day over what is happening. And that just shows that this is a very unstable administration. And the sad thing is, is that it's known around the world, not just in
America. You know what? And you bring up a good point that they're fighting inside the White House about how to handle this situation. But Kamala Harris is not even doing anything about the border, which he appointed her to that.
I don't even know what she's doing.
And that crisis is just growing, you know, just unbelievably crazy. And she's not doing anything about that. But so basically, I'm willing to bet the only reason why she's in there arguing with Biden is because she wants to be in charge. She thinks that, you know, what she has a solution, and she knows that this is going to make them all look bad because it's going to reflect on her because she still wants to be president. It's going to reflect on her when the midterm elections come around. This is going to reflect on all of the Democrats right now. This is what – if you voted for Biden, you voted for any Democrats, you voted for this was taking place in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Their blood – is on your hands.
Not even Afghanistan, but what's happening in America.
Happening
at our
border. The blood of the children, the women, that blood is on your hands if you voted for Biden.
Right. Look at our oil. You know, last week we talked about oil. We talked about how he shut down the pipeline here in America, and now we're going to OPEC and Saudi Arabia and asking them for oil. Well, guess what? They said no. They said we're not pumping more oil. Right? So what's he going to do about that? This administration has no plan. When I'm sitting here watching Congress pass all these things, and now they have this budget that they're trying to pass, and I'm just sitting here going, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And there's no – we've talked about it, Will. They have no they can't see forward at the consequences of their actions.
No, they don't.
They don't. They don't weigh out the
consequences. You know what? Because they just have it in their minds that they know what's best and they know what's right, and they just do it. And then when something falls apart like this, they just like, well, it's not my fault. It's because of the people there. Biden even blamed the president of Afghanistan for what Biden did. And someone just posted this on there. Hey, if you're listening to this right now, and I see a lot of people commenting on the Facebook page, give me a call. We still have a little time if you want to give us a call. We can squeeze one person in here, maybe two, depending on how long it is. But give us a call. The number's on there. But one person says this on there, named Debbie. And it's she puts out a prayer request to 229 mercenaries that are sentenced to be slaughtered today in Afghanistan. 229 of them.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't.
Yeah, so I mean,
the same thing's been going around, so I'm not really sure exactly
where that's coming from. But I would say, it's probably more than that.
Right.
It's probably more than that.
If you want to,
I mean, you're just talking about mercenaries. We're talking about American citizens,
right.
And it's probably more than that they're probably going to look like they're slaughtering. I have a video clip that I could play if you could see it. I'll play it, but you won't be able to, there's nothing really for you to, I guess there's a lot to see. The only thing is you don't know what you're seeing. I'm just going to describe it a little bit. So it looked like there's a trench and there's military vehicles on one side and there's a whole bunch of people in the trench. And from the way it was posted, from what it was said, is that they're trying to get to the airport. But the Taliban is not allowing them to get there because they're slaughtering countless amount of people, not just 229, but countless. People are jumping down to the street. They're trying to get away from the gunfire. Those Victorian people are jumping down, trying not to get hit. People are looking around like, where's the power from? A lot of people just stand down because they don't want to be victims. And they're all victims right now. And all of this could have been avoided. Every last bit of it could have been avoided, but it wasn't avoided because this is not what the Biden administration wanted. This is not what the one world elitists wanted. They wanted, they didn't want it to be avoided. They want the chaos. It's like they need the chaos. They thrive on the chaos. And, oh, yeah. Speaking about false flags, did you hear about the guy that went to the Capitol today, supposedly put bomb threats against the Capitol. And now the media is talking all about that. And I think what that all that is to deflect from what's happening in Afghanistan. How convenient is that?
Right. I mean
after January
6th, our capital is threatened by a lone car person.
Yes.
Let's turn all of our, you know, we all know what a problem people are at the Capitol, right? So.
Yeah, all of a sudden today, right, when this is all going on in Afghanistan, they have someone in a truck pull up and, you know, bomb threat, and he gets out the vehicle, and that's what the media is talking about primarily right now. Seriously. You know why they're doing that? Because they want to have something else other to talk about than Afghanistan. And they're like, okay, we have something to talk about. And, they're wanting to point it at MAGA supporters. You know, I know that they are without – I'm pretty sure more information will come out of it, but I'm just making a prediction here. Uh-huh. That's what they want to do. And they're all pointing it to that. They're all pointing it to that. This is crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if that was say, hey, let's just do this, and we'll just go ahead and stage this so we can try to get people to stop talking about Afghanistan and all the people, the Americans that are being slaughtered there.
Well, I'm interested on what's going to happen if all the Americans aren't out by August 31st. Not that I'm interested, not that I want something to happen, but we know that the Taliban's not full of empty threats, right? So. I know at one point it's kind of confusing because they're saying get Americans out by August 31st, but then they're like, oh, no, we love all Americans and we want you to stay here and we need you here. But I'm so confused. You know, you have to see what they're doing, right? You have to follow their actions. And so I'm concerned. Who are on our planes coming here? Supposedly they vet them. It's a fast process right now because they're trying to get people out. I'm hoping all those 2,000 people that aren't Americans are being vetted. We have our open border open. We know historically that people from the Middle East have come up through our border. Will, you've been down there. You've proven many times over and over that that is not secure border.
Yeah.
People do not always get stopped by border control. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people here that were never documented by the border patrol. Who's here?
Yeah, we don't know. And
right?
now there's thousands of people, to my understanding, every single day coming across the border. And we don't know, you know, they've already caught people from these Muslim countries that want to destroy America. So we have no clue if these people that are coming into the country, how if they really truly mean well at all. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that they do. I think their whole goal is to come in and destroy, and this is the best way for them to do it. Because just think about it. The left, they don't like Jewish people. I mean, seriously, if you look at the actions of the left, I mean, that's just openly, open statement. You can see it without me even saying it. They don't like black people. They don't like Christians.
Apparently, America doesn't like black people either.
Well, and so the left, yeah. And so the left, they have this thing where they're happy if the Taliban wants to come in and take out Christians. Look what Antifa's doing. Antifa right now, they're because they don't they have it in their mind. Oh well, we won the political war, you know, because they got Biden. So now their target now are Christians.
And I've
said that so many times before we got to this point, mm-hmm. that their target, they're eventually going to start coming after Christians. And sure enough, guess what? They're coming after Christians. And it's not just Antifa, it's BLM as well.
Right. Well, I'm concerned, too, about the border, even more so with all the instability in the Middle East. And our Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, was actually concerned too. He was at the border of Mexico in Texas a couple of days ago, and he said, you know, if our borders are the first line of defense, we are going to lose, and this is unsustainable. Those are his words.
Right.
There's a problem. We are not secure, people. Thank you to the Biden administration. We are not secure. We are not respected. We are not a threat to any country right now. What are we going to do about that? I mean, the people in America can fix this by voting these people out. And I know a lot of people are going, oh, well, let's look back at the election and we can like decertify it now. It's already been certified. Nobody's going to decertify it. I don't believe so. Do you believe so, Will?
But they've already certified the lie.
Yeah. I mean,
basically,
they've already
Mike
certified
Pence,
it.
Lindsey Graham,
don't think
the
that
whole
is.
Lot of them, Nancy Pelosi. They've right. already certified the lie.
So, yeah.
And even President Trump acknowledged that they certified the lie. There's nothing you can go back and change that because it would be too disruptive to the country, right?
Right.
Because then they'll try to decertify all the elections past that. So the thing is we have to concentrate on what they're trying to do now.
Right.
As for
we
example,
need to pay attention.
Yeah,
these election laws, they're being passed in the conservative states. We need to make sure that those get passed. H.R. 1, which is now what? H.R. something else. What is it?
It's H.R. 1 in the House, but in the Senate, they're calling it S-1, which is they're just repackaging it
and trying to get it.
And actually, some Republicans actually voted yes to bring it, to open it back up
for
discussion.
On the floor.
I mean,
meeting.
Seriously,
yeah.
Them going that far is just them just entertaining the idea of federalizing our elections.
Right, and that discussion hits the floor on September 13th. So people need to be calling their senators and saying, listen, and I'm talking about, I don't care if it, Republican, conservative, you call every single one of them and let them know that you are against federalizing our elections. Our voices have to be heard because, listen, they're having rallies all across America saying we need the People's Act, right? And they're having hundreds of thousands of people show up at these protests, and these people don't even know exactly what they're protesting. Will went to one just here in Austin, Texas. People don't even understand what they're protesting, right? This one lady said, oh, they want voter ID. And Will's like, no, they don't. I mean, what are you sitting here? I can't think of the word. I'm so upset. What are you voting for? What are you supporting? I'm sorry. You don't even know what you're supporting, right? They're out there. They don't even know what they're supporting. The Democrats are very good about just doing trigger words like, this is going to help protect our democracy. Who doesn't disagree with that, right? Everyone's like, oh, yes, we're going to protect our democracy.
Well, what it comes down to is that these people are fighting for a lie because no one black, their votes are not being hindered. What it is that they're fighting for people who are not American citizens. They want to fight for them to have the right to vote in American elections when they don't because they're not American citizens. And they know if they can get all of these people that they have brought into the country illegally to vote, then that way they can just put them in, place them in red states because that's what they've been doing. They've been shipping them off to red states and they want to get them all to vote. And then next thing you know, they're going to flip it because you know they're telling the people how to vote. That's exactly what they're doing here. They're telling them how to vote. And if people don't vote that way, then it becomes a problem.
Because
that's the reason why they don't want people from Cuba here.
Look what happened in our presidential election. Of course, I mean, they saw how it was going. They're like, nope, you guys don't know what you're exactly voting for, so we're going to change it up for you. I mean, Biden, actually, I was going to bring this up earlier. We're not big poll people. Will and I are not big poll people. But just for the fun of it, today there was some polls released on Fox News saying that last week Biden's approval was at like 51 or 52%. And after the Afghan debacle, his approval is now at like 43%, which is like the lowest that any president at his point in his term has ever gotten.
I'd imagine it's probably even lower than that. We can't go lower than this because it would just be a total disgrace. It's probably a 13%.
I mean, if I was Kamala, she's probably mad that he's making her look bad. Not that she doesn't look bad on her own.
Right. It's not looking good at all.
No.
It's not looking good at all. So I want to, you know, you brought it up earlier about where many people and even President Trump said that there would be a couple of days, right, that the Taliban would just be reaping havoc within a couple of days. And Biden came out and said that they had no idea that it would happen in such a short time.
Right.
We weren't prepared for it, basically.
Yeah.
He basically saying that his intelligence is not up to par. But you even have the woke general, the one that's, you know, saying that we should look into, you know, racism, white supremacy, et cetera, in the military. And he's white himself, mind you. But this is going to be his legacy. It's going to be his legacy because he is the general that's supposed to be over this. Listen to his response about the timing.
A distinction, Barb, between extracting someone in an in extremis condition.
Sorry, that's the wrong clip. I want to play the clip where he's talking about extracting them. Or not extracting him, but the timing of it is with his legacy. Listen.
However, the time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Do you believe him?
Come on. So you're telling me that President Trump has more sense than this general?
Yes, he does. Actually,
we need
does.
Trump back.
Actually, he does. President Trump does have more sense than this
we
general.
We need Trump back. I mean,
but
this
it's
is
the
ridiculous.
Point. He said there's no way that he could have known, that no one could have known for it would take place in 11 days. But they have been saying it.
Exactly.
They've been saying it, saying, hey, it's going to happen within a couple of days if y'all just pull out.
Right.
And he's talking about no one knew. Listen to it.
The same Secretary Ratcliffe, which was under Trump, even said they were all sitting there saying, listen, this could happen. How long do you think it's going to take? Some people said weeks. Trump said, are they even going to last a couple of days? I mean, they knew that this could happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Listen to the rest of what he has to say here.
Central Command submitted a variety of plans that were briefed and approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, and the President. These plans were coordinated, synchronized, and rehearsed to deal with these various scenarios. One of those contingencies is what we are executing right now. As I said before,
there's plenty of
time to do AARs and key lessons learned and to delve into these questions with great detail. But right now is not that time. Right now, we have to focus on this mission because we have soldiers at risk. And we also have American citizens and Afghans who supported us for 20 years also at risk. This is personal, and we're going to get them out.
But he doesn't talk about the Americans. He talked about the supporters.
Well, he did
and
talk about
Americans. No, he talked about the supporters, and he talked about the military personnel.
But no, he said at the end that they were going to get the Americans out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Focus on this mission because we have soldiers at risk. And we also have American citizens and Afghans who supported us for 20 years, also at risk.
Yeah, so he said Americans too. But listen,
we're going to get them out.
Let me tell you something. If this general planned every contingency, then this is a poor reflection on what our military is today.
Exactly.
And he should be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Because and he said this is one of them. So one of your plans was to clean up a total debacle. Give me a break.
So,
why didn't you try some of the other contingency plans first?
Yeah. So it looks like I guess Biden came out of vacation just for a minute, came out of vacation.
Well, yeah,
for a minute,
he did that little press conference.
And he did a little thing here. Listen to this.
Oh, he did an interview. When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a fair look. It was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, you know, I'm not, this is that, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling?
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly.
Let me stop it there. You know
how he so
says, that
like,
was 4 days ago,
yeah,
5 days ago.
I don't need
like,
to talk about
on.
It.
Like, move on. What are you talking about? That is old news about those people falling from the airplane. Like, that's old news. Move on. That's 4 or 5 days ago. Really?
So sickening.
Really?
I mean, he dismisses those people's lives. He dismisses what has happened. You notice he doesn't take responsibility for the poor judgment, because literally Stephanopoulos is sitting there going, is it a mistake of poor judgment, poor planning, poor
yeah.
I mean, he said it's one of these. Which one is it, Biden? And Biden's like, let's go back.
We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport, and we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled?
He did not.
I know.
They're still surrounding our airport.
Yeah, they're still surrounding the airport.
Taliban
right
is still there, Biden. Somebody get him some intelligence, please.
Yeah.
And we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
Wait, so
happens.
You're telling
listen,
me.
Listen.
You that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Oh, come on. So in the other interview, he's like, oh, nothing's good. The chance of anything happening is zero, right? And now he's like, oh, yes, there's always, we always knew there was going to be chaos, and we still didn't plan for it. I'm just, who voted for this person? Shame on you.
You know.
You should be embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed that he's representing America. I'm actually scared now for the future of America.
We are in trouble.
You know what, Will? You had actually
a clip
of a woman yelling to Biden.
Yeah, actually, let me see if I can get that out here real quick.
We only have a few minutes here. I don't know if we still play that.
Biden, listen to me carefully. You destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world. Taliban are best friends with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. All they're going to do, use our land to build our resources, to build and to destroy the world. You right now, you are on vacation, and our country was burning and bleeding to death while you're on vacation. And you call yourself
the
president?
Wow. I mean, that gave me chills. You know what? It used to be that America would look to, I mean, people across the world would look to America with respect, and they knew that they could always depend on America
yep.
to come in and do the right thing, humanitarian-wise or whatever. Biden has not done that. He has literally allowed terrorists to come over and take over this country, and he says he has no regrets. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
He had no regrets.
There's no regrets.
This is the way it was. We knew this was going to happen, even though in other interviews he says they didn't know what happened. It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's surreal, right? People crying, people losing loved ones, people losing their lives, and all of it could have been avoided. Just like the border crisis, all of it could have been avoided. And the main reason why the border crisis happened, because the Biden administration, the Democrats, they did not want to complete what President Trump was doing. Now our border is being flooded. Same thing in Afghanistan. President Trump left an exit strategy plan that was working because it was already in play. The Biden administration stopped that one, and he did this.
Right.
And look what happened.
And he admitted it.
Yeah, because they don't want to do anything with what President Trump had in play. They don't want to do any of it. They hate President Trump so much that President Trump can have the solution to every element, every cure on the planet, and they will reject it because they hate the man so much.
Right. Look at our gas. Look at our oil. Look at all these things. They're so against it. Because Trump was putting America first, and they did not want America first. They literally are destroying America because they hated Trump.
100%.
It's disgusting.
100%. Well, hey, everybody, we're at the end of the road this Thursday. Thank you so much for listening in, tuning in. We will be back. We'll be back next Thursday. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.